Stand with me for the next hour on Monitor, the fantastic comedy team of Hudson and Landry. So get out in the front lawn and stand by to laugh your grass off.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now if there's a smile on my face, it's only there trying to fool the public. But when it comes down to fooling you, now, honey, that's quite a different subject. So don't let my glad expression give you the wrong impression. Really, I'm sad.
Robinson and the Miracles and the Tears of a Clown. This is Robert W. Morgan with a couple of buddies of mine who are clowns. Hudson and Lander, let me introduce them one by one. First of all, Emperor Hudson. And Ron Landry.
It's...
The reason the fellows sound a little bit shook up is because they're not used to working this time of night.
It's a time lag. The time lag.
Time and jet boat.
What is that, already?
Must be for you guys. Want to get that?
Yeah. Hello, this is Monitor with Robert W. Morgan and Hudson and Landry.
Am I still president?
Hudson Landry, I normally work in the morning out in Los Angeles, between 6 and 10 on radio station KGBS, and by this time of night are usually pretty flaked out.
Really?
Of course, if you've listened to a radio show in Los Angeles in the morning, you might think they're kind of flaked out then, too.
We're working on a lot of new stuff.
For instance?
Magic. Stuff like that. Ron's trying to learn pickpocketing.
My son said we should have more rhymes on the show.
I've never seen him that he knows about. I've never seen a magic act on the radio. How do you do that?
We got a thing. Ron plays the harmonica, and I sing to it like a dog.
Okay, let's hear it. This could launch a whole new career for you guys. I never thought
of that. That's a terrier. I do an Irish wolfhound later, but I have to really get a little fortification for the Irish wolfhound.
From disc jockeys to in-person comedy performers to album artists, and now you're going to branch out into a singing career.
Hmm?
Vandenberg Air Force Base.
Hello. This is Miss Von Wealthy, sir.
Von Wealthy?
Yes, sir.
You don't have to call me, sir. Just call me Colonel.
Colonel. Yes, Colonel. This is Miss Von Wealthy from the Primrose Girls School across the way.
Oh, yes, Primrose Girls School.
Yes, well, Friday night, my little girls, my little darlings, are having a tea and dance.
Uh-huh.
And we were wondering if possibly you could send some of your young gentlemen over for our young ladies.
Well, I think that could probably be arranged, Mrs. Von Wealthy.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Shall we say 80-ish?
80-ish?
Well, you must, I don't know quite how to put this, between the two of us, our school is, how should I say, restricted.
Restricted? Oh, you don't allow Jews.
Oh, you must put it that way.
No, I understand. No, we'll have some in there. 8 o'clock, you say?
80-ish.
Fine.
That must be the boys from the Air Force Base.
You the ladies are holding the dance.
Why, yes, but there must be some mistake.
Oh, no, ma'am. Colonel Greenberg, he don't make no mistakes.
This is Robert W. Morgan on Monitor, and we'll be back with more of the insanity of Hudson and Landry right here, right on the Monitor Beacon.
The sun can be brutal here, so close to the Sahara. Smoldering 103 degrees on the parched village of Tara in Niger, Africa. Behind one mud hut, a villager scrapes greens from the earth, and nearby, another pounds millet grains into powder. Down the road, a child cries. Good health doesn't come easy here. That's what brought Nancy Reardon to Tara. She's a Peace Corps volunteer, sharing her knowledge of health and nutrition with the people here. They need her knowledge. 4 out of 8 children never make it past their 5th birthday. Young people like Nancy, serving far away from home in the Peace Corps, and her fellow volunteers in Vista, serving across this country, are all a part of action. To find out how you can become a volunteer, write ACTION, Washington, D.C., 20525.
NBC Update. Buffalo Bills land in an unscheduled city. This is Guy LeBeau with an update sports report. O.J. Simpson and the Buffalo Bills, on their way to a tough game in New Orleans tomorrow, made a forced landing in Cleveland tonight. Their plane developed hydraulic system trouble. No injuries reported. Actually, the Cleveland Browns were not at home anyway. They're in Minnesota, scheduled to play the Vikings, the only unbeaten team in the pros tomorrow. As of now, Minnesota's great runner George Foreman is out with an injury and a big loss, too, because Minnesota has a limited offense. But the Browns have injuries, too. In college football, with a powerful running attack, unbeaten LSU has crushed Mississippi 51-14. Harvard tied up the Ivy League race, defeating Pennsylvania 34-30. Florida upset Auburn 12-8, and Missouri ripped Kansas State 31-7. 15th-ranked Nebraska beat Colorado 28-16. In professional basketball, the Boston Celtics lead the Eastern Division by half a game over the world champion Knickerbockers, hit the road tonight with a tough game scheduled against the Atlanta Hawks. Though they lead, the Celtics are not playing as well as last year. Last year, this time, they slaughtered the opposition. Speaking from Atlanta, Celtics center Dave Cowens criticized his teammates.
I think the Celtics perhaps didn't come in mentally prepared as they did last year, and hungry and just hammering people and winning in the fourth quarter.
The Knicks are in Portland tonight, ready to take over first place. If they win and the Celtics lose this afternoon, the Bullets beat Philadelphia. Guy LeBeau, NBC Update.
Robert W. Morgan.
Hey, Jack's Liquor Store.
Hey, Jack's Liquor Store?
That's right, pal.
You guys deliver?
We deliver.
You got any tequila?
We have tequila.
Tequila. Yeah. You got any quartz?
Quartz. We have quartz.
I don't want any quartz.
All right, how much do you want?
Fifths.
You want fifths. All right.
4 fifths.
4 fifths tequila?
Four fifths tequila?
Yeah.
What do we got so far?
We got 4 fifths tequila.
Better make that 5.
5 fifths tequila.
5 fifths tequila.
Got that.
You got scotch?
We have scotch.
Do you got any cinnamon?
I think you're right.
Four.
Four.
Four. fifths of scotch.
Hello.
Is this a... Four is that a cigar, sir?
That's right, pal.
You listen to the Yellow Pages?
Yes, we are listening to the Yellow Pages.
How come you're listening to taxidermy?
That's impossible.
Well, I'm sorry. It was what?
It's impossible.
Oh, I must have a couple of pages missing in my phone book. What do we got so far?
Five-fifths tequila, five-fifths of scotch.
You got any beer?
We have beer.
Okay.
We have 16-ounce cans and 12-ounce cans.
Okay.
Well, how much do you want?
This, two cases.
Two cases. All right, I've got that down. All right.
Don't send any vermouth.
All right, I won't send any vermouth.
That makes my wife sick. She's out of town, but I do it just in her memory.
All right, okay. We have five-fifths of tequila, five-fifths of scotch, two cases of beer, one case of 16-ounce cans.
Just bring it out right on up then, huh?
All right, where do you want me to deliver it?
Up to my house.
Where do you live?
Up on the north side.
On the north side?
Yeah.
Whereabouts on the north side?
Up there by the Japanese amusement park.
The Japanese amusement park.
Bambi the deer plays there.
Is that right?
Where Bambi goes, nothing grows.
Right.
You still there?
I'm here. All right, don't you have any address, any numbers or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Let's see.
All right.
Five.
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 Two.
Two.
Well, that's not my address. That's my order.
The order, yeah, that's what I thought.
I'll turn a big red light on. You can't miss it.
Red light on, okay.
Yep. There's a big statue of a brindle Great Dane dog out front.
He's not going to bite, is he?
No, he's just a statue.
Just a statue, okay. We got five-fifths tequila, five-fifths of scotch, two cases of beer, one case of 16-ounce can.
No vermouth.
No vermouth. I wouldn't send vermouth. And one case of... That's quite an order. Are you having a party?
Huh?
Are you having a party?
No. I'm just trying to work up the nerve to go to confession.
Hudson Landry in the fantastic Ajax Liquor Store. This is Robert W. Morgan on monitor, and we switch you now to Our Lady of Ajax Emergency Hospital.
Have you taken his pulse?
We've done everything, Doctor. I don't think there's much hope.
His pulse is very weak. I don't think he's going to make it. Can you get me some plasma? Perhaps some plasma would help.
Would you hand some plasma?
Quick, reports.
Would you hurry with the plasma for the doctor?
Never mind. Never mind.
Don't tell me.
It's too late. He's dead.
Not as dead as his cigarettes.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a Hudson and Landry Monitor Sports Special.
This is Ace Grubley, the world's greatest sportscaster and winner of this year's Modesty Award. With me now, Blueberry Hill, legendary coach of the Rockefeller Center Super Souls, undefeated for 11 consecutive seasons.
Hey, what's shaking, baby?
Nothing but the leaves and the trees.
You bet, Ace, and I love it.
How's your quarterback?
Alexander the Divine. Chad doing fine.
Well, what's the deal with hips, McNeil?
Well, same as the same with Lima Bean Green.
You bench Jive and Clyde and Mr. Hyde.
Had to, man. Them cats was always offside.
My listeners want to know why you suspended Terrible Ely.
What was I going to do? The cat judo chopped the referee when he was down on one knee.
I see.
Tell me.
All right, Blueberry. Let's talk about your defense. Come Sunday, the soul, in plain English, who will comprise the Gorsum force?
Sweet potato Tatum, possum young blood, salt pork Parker, and corn foam pickle. Them dudes chewing that for a while.
How about Sweetwater Claxton?
No, he'll be out. His mom is sick.
I think I met his delightful mother.
Oh?
Selling lingerie at Macy's.
No. You got to be thinking of some other mother.
Well, be that as it may, what's it really going to be like come Sunday and the soap?
Well, I tell you this, Ace, we're going to be there as high as the Lenox Avenue fish fry. I mean, let them cats take the best hold. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, let's hear your lineup, Lou.
Well, I know who's going to play, but sure, here's the roster. Homesick Harris, Sonny Bright, Bad Will Spence, and Huckabuck Wright, Booker T. Welfare, Two-Face Macy, Natural Nate, Nowhere Tracy, Out of Town Brown, Black Magic Ray, Jackal George Johnson, and All the Way Gray, Slow Learning Turner, and Strawberry Roan, and Bunsen Burner, and Tyrone Stone, Dancing Anderson, Fluid Drive Dixon, Hopalong Henderson, Tricky Nixon,
still present.
Business Ben, Boogaloo Bell, Fingers Trenton, and Funky Marcel. Earthquake Blake, Hips McNeil, Jake the Snake, and the real Don Steele. Davis, Davis, Lima Bean Green, Nitro Glycerin, and Split the Scene Dean. Righteous Roscoe, Ivory Joe Poe, and Automatic Toe, Buffalo Joe. Later, Ace, I've got to go.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a startled reporter. The legendary Blueberry Hill. The amazing Blueberry Hill. Undefeated for 11 consecutive seasons. Expects to lose the Soul Bowl Sunday. I'll be back in 60 seconds.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on monitor with Robert W. Morgan and Hudson and Landry.
Am I still president?
Yes, but watch your step.
Hello.
Hello, Adolf.
Don't bug me. I'm a sick old man. I got no time for practical jokes.
Ah, we found you, Adolf.
Oh, the clown I talk about. Who is it?
This is Heinrich. Franz Heinrich von Laube Jr.
Where did you find me?
In the Yellow Pages in Argentina.
Oh.
Yeah.
You found me.
Yeah.
How's your old man?
Dead.
Oh.
Hit by a tank.
How about Goebbels?
Dead.
Oh.
Hit by a tank.
The Desert Fox?
Brummer?
Yeah.
Hit by a tank.
Boy, it's a lot of that going around, Heine.
Tell me about it.
How about your mommy?
Ah, she's dead.
Well, I'm not getting no breaks myself, little Heine.
What's your problem?
Ah, everything. I got the shakes you couldn't believe. Every time I turn around, I spill something on me.
Oh, that...
I fall down all the time. Every time I turn around, I fall down.
You're a fool to get up.
Oh, I've got this new tropical disease.
Oh, the new disease?
Yeah.
What is it called?
Falling. I'm not allowed to have furniture in my house. I hurt myself.
Oh, yeah?
I'm crazy.
Yeah?
I lost my mind.
Hello?
Oh.
Adolf?
I just had a little spasm then.
Adolf! Yeah, Heil Hitler!
Thanks, same to you. How's things going?
Oh, pretty good.
Huh?
You have the shakes?
Who is this?
This is Heinrich, Franz Heinrich von Laubert.
Who am I?
Adolf Hitler.
See? My mind is gone.
Are you all right?
No, I smell like an enchilada. I keep spilling things on me. Boy, my mustache is gone, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Not,
Oh, yeah. It's a hard pick of psoriasis.
Oh, you get them all.
Oh, you name them, I catch them. I can't get a break.
I detect sour grapes, Adolf.
Never could get a break.
Well, we have...
Everybody loves to kick Sephora when he's down.
I can't imagine with you without your mustache.
Did I tell you I killed Eva Braun?
No.
Yeah.
You sure still have your sense of humor.
You know, I'm crazy.
Mein Führer?
I'm nutty as a fruitcake.
Is that right?
You remember how brilliant I used to be?
Yeah,
boy. Listen to this. Why don't you come down and wipe me out?
Mein Führer.
Take me out of my misery.
This is a friend.
I'm a sick or who?
Heinrich. This is Franz Heinrich von Albert.
Well, what do you want, to borrow some money or what?
Say, all of the old kids get together. We're going to take over the world.
That's nice, but don't fight. Oh, hold on a minute.
Hello, Adolf. How's it going?
I'm an old man. Yeah. Don't waste your time on me.
Ah.
If they want me, they can have me. Sends out Sir Doberman Pinches.
I think I've come up with an idea for that bowling.
Oh?
Yeah, a trampoline.
I could see myself. Maybe I could get on to Ed Sullivan's show.
Yeah, no, he's gone.
Hit by a tank?
No, bad rating.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, God bless Ed.
We always liked you, Adolf.
My name is Gonzalez, you know now.
Oh, Speedy?
No, I know Speedy.
You do?
I gave him the falling sickness.
Oh, no. Same way as you,
oh,
huh?
Oh, yeah. He's
I hope he doesn't shake.
He does. He shakes so fast you can't see him, like a tuning fork.
There's no justice, mein Herr.
Oh, tell me about it. How's old Joe Stalin?
He's dead.
Oh, hit by a tank. where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Wiesbaden.
I tell you once, hold on a minute, I'm going to fall.
Come on, help the kids take over the world. Keep them off the street. What do you say, Big A?
Huh?
Big A, that's what they call you.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's got a nice ring.
Whoop-de-doo.
I can trust them?
You can trust them all.
You got some money?
We've got money. We've got planes. We've got bombs. We've got missiles. And we got a lot of tanks. A
lot of those calling around.
All we need is a name.
How about Gonzalez?
I don't know.
Sanchez?
No.
Want to go with the old one?
Let's go with the old one.
All right.
You take over. Heil Hitler!
We grabbed the world this time, honey.
Jawohl.
We take it over.
Wish you was a leader we can't miss.
Everybody in the whole world will speak Kraut.
Jawohl.
You bet. Only this time we're going to do it different.
Different.
This time no more Mr. Nice Guy.
It's time for all our NBC stations to identify themselves. Stand by to whip out them call letters, guys. After which, more lunacy, insanity, Rosemary and Sage. With Hudson and Landry and Robert W. Morgan on Monitor.
Through to leave the lead. let the sun go on. I'm lying between the darkness and the dawn. They say in the darkest night there's a light beyond, but the ending always comes at last. Endings always come too fast, they come too fast, but the past is slow.
Saturday night on the Funny Farm with Hudson and Landry.
What's this divine record called?
Saturday in the Park.
Oh, Saturday in the Park.
Yes.
I'd just love to be over there. I'd like to go over. First of all, I'd to row a sailor. And I'd just love to smell that night blooming talisman.
Singing Italian songs. It was
such a long time. Would it be slow motion riders by the colors of the day? A brown man still can tell stories in your way.
Chicago on Monitor and Saturday in the Park.
Mr. Morgan?
Yeah.
Oh, your park's divine.
Yes, the Bruiser LaRue.
Oh, it's over there. There are no night blooming jasmine, but it was just real nice. I saw a gosling in the pond, and I really met a weird guy. Oh, that's the silliest question.
Like what?
Am I still present?
I like the way Bob takes care of business.
Robert W. You mean about the records and everything?
Sure.
TCB, right on it.
Wish we could do stuff like that.
Yeah, we monkey around. We get too long. We get drawn out.
You know, talk.
Well, you know, I just do things like that with Chicago and Saturday in the Park. You guys do longer stuff.
Yeah.
But that one, it depends on the record. What record are you going to play next?
Let's see.
This one right here.
That takes us quite a while to introduce a record
like that. Oh, boy, yeah. Take us a couple of minutes to introduce this.
Let's weigh the thing. Yeah, that'd take a while.
Maybe we could set a new indoor record for introducing a record.
Let's try to think.
Let's bring in our announcer.
Yeah.
The Further Adventures of Charlie Kin.
Chin! Oh,
hello.
I'm glad you're here, Chin.
Oh. Charles, here you have trouble.
My,
what?
Look, my cook.
Oh, Charlie, look. And sure enough, that cook.
I had to knock him out, Chin, because he was stabbing the upstairs maid.
My.
What?
What did this cook name?
My.
Oh, my.
My Ling.
Oh, Charlie, no, My Ling.
You knew My Ling?
My Ling, good-looking man.
Oh, yes, he's very tall for an Oriental. He's 6'6".
Oh, yes, My Ling Long.
I beg your pardon?
My Ling Long, hi.
Oh, yes, 6'6".
6'6".
I can't understand it, Chin. This is a beautiful, poetic man. He cooks beautifully.
Yes.
I walked by the kitchen last night, just as night was falling. The whippoorwills were singing. And at that time, My Ling was stabbing the upstairs maid.
How many times he stabbed?
5 times. And then he ran off.
Ran out, you mean?
Yes.
Out of knives.
Oh.
Only have 5 knives. Oh, My Ling, not only long, My Ling low.
Low?
Low as sneaking glass.
My, oh my. I hope he rests in peace when he finally leaves this world.
No.
No?
No. He burned in hell.
Why do you say that?
Charlie, explain. For this man, not go to Pearly Gate. When whippoorwills call, and evening was nigh, that's when my blue heaven.
When whippoorwills call, and evening is nigh, I hurry to mine. Yeah, boy. I lead you to mine. Please care for her. You find a golden place by your place on the road. Oh, little nest, that nest where the road is blue. Yes, Molly and me, and baby make three. Be happy in mind. Please care for her.
This is Robert W. Morgan, and we'll be right back with Hudson and Landry on the street, right on the Monitor Beacon.
Are you worried and bothered by a drinking problem? If so, I'm sure you would like to have an opportunity of discussing it with someone who understands, who can make you feel at home, and who can guide you to help. The Committee on Alcoholism, a United Fund agency in New Orleans, is just such an agency. It knows what it's like to have problems and how one who seeks help wishes to have confidentiality and understanding. Many individuals and families have learned the benefits of seeking help. And if you are one in such need, we suggest that you call 524-HELP. You have to start someday. Why not today? And you have to start somewhere. And there is no easier place to bring your drinking problem than the Committee on Alcoholism. The office is located at 606 Common Street, or better yet, call the help number, 524-HELP.
745 in New Orleans, NPS Radio, back to Monitor on a Saturday.
NBC Update. The New York Times is calling for President Nixon's resignation. I'm Norma Quarles with an update report on a New York Times editorial saying the surging torrent has stripped the president of his capacity to act as chief executive and he should resign. Details on News on the Hour. The president is concentrating on the Middle East situation and the energy crisis. Aides say he has no intention of resigning. Conflicting reports on a possible exchange of Arab and Israeli prisoners of war. Israel says it will happen Sunday. Egypt says not till troops return to the ceasefire lines. War resumed briefly in the Mideast as Egypt's Third Army attempted to break out of their encirclement. Hatem Husani of the Arab Information Center says the chief cause of concern right now is the existence of a Jewish state.
I think if we don't deal with the roots of this conflict, it is going to continue. And I think the real problem is an exclusive Jewish state that has denied other people their rights. And if you solve that, then we would be most probably moving towards a lasting peace in the area.
New York City faces three major strikes on Monday, hospitals, firemen, and newspapers. More on NBC News on the Hour. New Jersey police say they found LSD in gumdrops given to several children on Halloween. Elizabeth Taylor hosted an art auction raising $200,000. This is NBC Update. I'm Norma Quarles.
Robert W. Morgan.
This is your man on the street reporter, and we're looking for interesting people to interview, and I think we might just have one right here. Excuse me, sir.
Howdy.
Can we talk for just a couple of minutes?
Sure, go ahead.
Could I have your name?
Well, it's possible, but I doubt it. Your name ain't Wilbur, is it?
No, it isn't Wilbur.
No?
Your name is Wilbur?
No.
Well, then what is your name?
I don't know, but Wilbur don't ring a bell. Could be Wilbur.
Could be, huh?
Alexander or Philip or Alfred or something. If I had my wallet here, I'd whip it out and read it to you.
You lost it?
I lost it off the bus wreck.
Oh, you were in a bus wreck?
Oh, I was too. Yeah, boy, I'll tell you.
What happened?
Well, I was back there in Armadillo.
Amarillo.
Was you there?
No. Amarillo is where the bus...
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, what happened?
Four times.
Is that right?
It was orange. So all them people living there thought it was a ball of fire. Oh, you ought to see it.
I hope.
Whoa, boy, it was really something.
I hope nobody was injured.
Me too. Well, I just ran like
everyone. You just ran.
I just ran. I heard them praying, though.
Did you?
Yeah, it was mostly Mexicans. Yeah. I couldn't understand them.
Yeah.
Boy, they sure wanted to live. Are you on a television?
Yes, I am.
Are you wearing your wig? 2 feet?
What, does it look like it?
I've never seen one, but I heard you guys wear them.
Well, I'm on television.
You're really on television.
Yeah, I don't wear
them. Hey, is that Glenn Campbell Catholic?
I have no idea. Why'd you read that so
much? No, I can't read.
Can you write?
No, but Trace.
Can you?
town, by the way.
Kearsarge?
Kearsarge.
Yeah, Kearsarge.
What state is that in?
You know, I haven't got the slightest idea. We never talk about stuff like that. We mostly talked about farming.
Farming?
Yeah.
You're a farmer.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I'm a farmer. Yeah.
Well, do you grow much back there?
Huh?
Do you grow much back in Kearsarge?
No, no. Not me. I haven't grown hardly at all since I was 18.
No, I didn't mean
that. Huh?
Do you grow crops?
Oh, crops. Oh, you bet your sweet nerd we do.
My sweet what?
Never mind. Yeah, we really do grow crops.
Now, what do you grow?
Oh, well, we both grow... am I stuttering?
Serve that in my mouth.
Well, I shouldn't be smoking. Am I?
I don't think so.
What was you asking me about?
I was asking you about your crops. What do you grow?
Oh, yes. Buckwheat and radishes.
Buckwheat and radishes,
yes.
You make a pretty good living doing that, do you?
On what?
On the buckwheat?
On the buckwheat, yes.
How about
not on the radishes.
Not on the radishes.
That's a loser.
Oh, is that right?
Always has been, ever since I was that high.
Well, why do you grow? Why do you grow them?
Oh, you got to. You got to grow radishes.
Why do you have to grow them?
Well, to keep the wolverines off your land, dummy. You don't want your land overrun with wolverines.
Oh, you sure do. You've got wolverines on your land.
No! Uh-huh. The radishes keep them off.
Oh, yeah.
You ever seen a wolverine?
No, I never have.
I never have either. The radishes really work.
Wait a minute.
Could you do me a favor?
I'd be glad.
Could you get my mother on Queen for a day?
Well, I don't think they're even broadcasting that.
Bull heck, they ain't. I've seen it just a couple weeks ago.
That could have been a rerun.
Could you get on one of those?
Robert W. Morgan, along with Hudson and Landry, getting in some good licks on NBC Monitor.
Green skies and blue lights to all of you out there.
Hudson and Landry here asking that musical question.
Am I still president?
Such dreams coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky. Got the sun in my eyes. And I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world again. Down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love put me at the top of the world.
In Top of the World, this is Robert W. Morgan and my guests on Monitor this hour, Hudson and Landry. You know, you guys have done something that's almost impossible to do. One of the hardest records to get a hit with is a comedy record, an album or a single. You guys have had three albums now, and everyone has made the charts, right?
Yes, that is true, Bob. He really has some super questions, don't he? Like that last record there, some of my best friends live where they recorded that.
Where's that?
On Top of the World. They're wearing shoes or suction cups.
Hey, you guys don't mind, I'm going to run down to the steam room and see if our hot dogs are ready.
Are you ready in there?
Oh.
Yeah, they're done.
They're all ready, Bob. Pass them out here.
Since I asked such dynamite questions, can I ask one more?
Yes.
When are you going to come up with your fourth album?
Well, Bob, that is a good question. We spent the weekend on the moon. Our last record sold real big all over the world, really big in Japan. And my friend there, Ron, says, why don't we get in outer space? Went up there and it's real nice. Crabgrass has gone out of control, but other than that, it's nice.
Well, did you write any new material up on the moon?
Oh, we have all kinds of material, Robert W. We play some of it on our radio show. You never can tell which one's going to pop up in our next album that's going to be out around the 1st of January if you're looking for it at all your local meat markets.
Yeah, they had a lot of, gave us a lot of airplay on the moon. They had their number one show up there as Al Jazbo Kosolowski, and he liked our stuff.
Well, here's one of the items that we might be putting on our next album. Seriously, this goes, we go all the way back to the Middle East somewhere.
Now let's join Hudson and Landry as Humphrey Bogota, Sydney Greensleeves, and Peter Gord.
Humphrey. Mr. Bogota.
Yeah, fat man.
I've been thinking how terribly depressing it is sitting here in this heat. Day after day, drinking nothing but gin and tonic.
I'm not depressed. Bring me another gin and tonic, please, miss.
Shut up, Peter.
Quiet, bug eyes.
Isn't he how absolutely magnificent it would be if we could only be invited to the castle of the Sheikh of Absalom?
Could you get me an invitation, too?
Be quiet, Peter.
Shut up, bug eyes, or I'll rub you out.
You know, at the castle of the Sheikh of Absalom, the greatest drinks in the world are served. This bartender has traveled from here all the way to Mecca.
You mean Barney?
Yes, learning to mix nectar of the gods.
The man makes a good drink.
Yes, I was thinking if we could only think of drinking something different than gin and tonic in here.
I have an idea, Batman.
Oh.
Have the bartender mix you a black Russian.
I'm afraid that's quite impossible, my dear friend.
Impossible?
I've asked on several occasions, and they don't have any black Russians here at the Blue Parrot.
They haven't got any black Russians at the Blue Parrot Cafe?
They have no black Russians at the Blue Parrot Cafe.
That's funny, they didn't have any in the Olympics either.
So that's the kind of stuff we can be looking for from the new Hudson Landry album out sometime around the 1st of the year, right?
That's right.
Why not?
Hey, you guys, in addition to being disc jockeys, as I mentioned before, and making comedy albums, also tour the country a lot and doing nightclubs. Certainly some wild things must have happened to you.
Oh, well, other than the time Ron fell off the UN building, I think the wildest thing that happened to us was at the police station of Valparaiso.
I knew he'd say that. I'll tell you, we were sitting right there at the police station in Valparaiso, and all of a sudden this guy came.
Holding on the obscene phone calls. Go over there and sit down, Pat, now.
All right, go. Copper.
I'm going to lock you up and throw away the key, boy.
Well, you can take that key and tie it to your... sure lock.
All right, tough guy, now you ask me, boy.
Why don't you go take a... get a rolling gun on.
Now look, boy, don't honk me off.
Well, don't honk me off.
Well, the department's gonna see to it you don't call no more women and use words like and I can't even read this one.
That's Flatfoot.
Oh yeah.
I suppose you never did it.
Well,
you bet your sweet. To have
you. Now, just a minute. What's your name, Ben, now?
My name is George.
Did you say?
Yeah, I said.
Spelled T.
Yeah, spelled T.
Just like it sounds.
I'd like to take that badge and pin it to your tiny little.
That'll be the day, boy, when you take my badge and pin it to my tiny little... Hello? Yeah, Commissioner.
Is that the Commissioner? Him too.
You sit down there, boy, and keep your bad mouth shut. Commissioner, we're holding the boy here on out-team phone calls. Yeah, his name is T. Well, now you got me there. You've been carrying on, so I haven't had a chance to ask him. I'll ask him right now. Boy, what do you do for a living?
I'm professor of English literature at Slippery Stone University, specializing in 15th century culture appreciation.
You.
Blackfoot.
And my thanks to the genius of Hudson and Landry. If you're looking for the new album in January, and while you're at it, might as well be on the lookout for them too, especially Hudson. Now time to hit you to what's happening in the news, and then a tribute to Jonathan Livingston Seagull in Words and Music with Neil Diamond and Richard Harris, with Robert W. Morgan right on monitor.